brought to you by Penguin.
One Hit Wonder by Lisa Jewell. Read by Antonia Beamish. Anna Wills, 12 Main Street, Great Torrington, Devon, EX38, 2AE. 12th September, 1999. Dearest Anna, I never expected to have a sister. I was 11 years old when you came along and thought that the world revolved around me. Everyone expected me to be so jealous of you, but I loved you from the first moment I set eyes on you. You were so tiny and weak in that incubator, and I thought that I would die if anything happened to you. I'd just started my periods at the time, and I remember thinking how I could have been your mother. When you came home, I wanted you all to myself. I thought you were mine. I didn't let Mum get near you. You were so precious and perfect, like a tiny little doll. Almost like you were custom-made for my small arms. And you were such a good little girl, so obedient, always happy to tag along with me and run errands for me. You even gave me my name, Bee. I'd always hated Belinda, and then one day you were calling after me, and you called out Bee, and it stuck. I've been Bee since that day, and I can't imagine a time when I was called anything else. You probably don't remember much about the few years we lived together in Main Street. But I do. I remember everything. And you and I were very close. After Dad left, I felt like I was all alone in the world. And then, when Mum remarried, I felt completely abandoned. Until you came along. You were my little sister, and I loved you. I'll never forget your face when I left. The tears running down your cheeks, and the way you insisted I take your rabbit, William. Do you remember him? I've still got him, you know. He sleeps beside me on my pillow. I always used to think he brought me good luck, but I'm not so sure anymore. You were 4 years old when I left, and you thought I was abandoning you. I want to explain to you now why I had to leave. Life with Mum was unbearable, obviously, but it wasn't just that. There was so much I wanted to do with my life, and none of it was in Devon. It was all in London. But, if I'm to be completely honest with you, and I may as well be now, I've nothing to lose. The main reason I left was because I was jealous of you. For having Bill, your very own father. And even when you were tiny, you looked just like him, and there was this huge bond between you. I had no one. Only Mum. And, well, you know. I wanted to be with my father, so I left and went to live with Dad in London. And as much as it broke my heart to leave you behind, it was the best decision I ever made. I loved my father so much, Anna, and I'm in pain thinking about how you must be feeling now without Bill. He was a wonderful, kind, and gracious man. He was gentle and quiet, like you. And I can't tell you how sorry I am for you. I also want you to know that it does get better. The pain does go away. Eventually. It really does. I won't be at the funeral, Anna. It's all too complicated, as I'm sure you're aware. But I want you to know that I'll be thinking about you every single second on Thursday. I think about you often, Anna. I don't know what you're doing now, or who you're with, or anything, but I often wish you were here. I should have written before, I know that. We should have kept our bond. But circumstance and Mum and all that stupid ephemeral stuff seems to have got in the way of us being what we used to be, sisters. I'd love it if you came to visit, Anna. Came to stay with me? I'm living in a beautiful flat in Belsize Park. That's posh, by the way. And I've got a cat and a motorbike. I think you'd love London. You were always such a shy little thing. So nervous.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?